Each week, we try to go inside Chicago's fast-growing tech community to see what the next big thing might be. This week, we're featuring NextMe app, founders John and James Yee. Finally, there's an app out there that isn't my responsibility as the guest to manage my own reservation. This app allows restaurant hosts to add guest info in a neat and orderly fashion, and I can just wait for the text to tell me it's time to eat. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks. How's it going, Scott?
It's going very well. So we've already exchanged some quips before the show with Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm with the, I can't say the word, but a bad bow. But I'm going to move on to Seinfeld now because as soon as I saw this from you guys, the first thing I thought was the Chinese restaurant in the episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Seinfeld 4. No 4. Yeah. Where did you guys sort of come up with this idea? I mean, tell me it was Seinfeld.
I wish it was... such a good story as Seinfeld, but I think it was really just experiencing the pain point of being a diner. We went out to brunch with her mom, I think, one Sunday, and then came home, and I think we saw a commercial or something about these little buzzer pagers things that a lot of restaurants use, and
I hate them.
Have experienced them maybe at Applebee's, which is kind of dumb because you can't really leave the restaurant or move anywhere away from the host stand, and we thought, hey, maybe this might be a brilliant idea to make an app for it because we already have hardware on our bodies, right?
Yeah.
The cell phone. Why have redundant hardware and it hold two different pieces of hardware at the same time, you know, when you can just...
Yeah, we all have phones on us now, so, you know, why carry on extra hardware, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, one of the things that's interesting to me is, well, there's a couple parts about this. I guess first I should probably have you guys explain what NextMe actually is so that the people listening aren't like, well, that's interesting, hardware, software, I don't know what you're talking about, that's unique. But why don't you go into it first? I should have started with that.
Yeah, sure. So NextMe is a digital waitlist app for restaurant hosts. We help them basically measure walk-in reservations. So I know a lot of people do this analogy things, but you know, we're kind of like the open table for walk-in reservations as opposed to advanced reservations. So when there's a long wait at for a table, we can text you a web link that shows you your position in line, and then we'll text you when your table's ready.
See, what I really liked about this when I first saw it was I'm kind of a prima donna. No cool people make long-term reservations. I don't know if people understand that.
Yeah.
Cool people walk in.
Yeah.
Cool people don't sign up on open table like 6 months ago
and then
walk in at like 5:30 like a John, like it's all good.
Right.
So what I like about this is you're actually helping guys like me. I can just come in and maybe, you know, just get the text like, hey, it's good to go. We're all ready to go.
Yeah.
What I think is really interesting about what you're doing, though, is unlike almost every other app, you mentioned OpenTable, the responsibility, the onus, if you will, is always on the guest, the customer, to do it. And in a lot of cases with a lot of apps, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, we want to empower our users.
Right.
In this particular case, you are empowering the user without burdening them with the responsibility of managing this, which I actually think is a really interesting and different way to do this. And that's what I particularly like about it is that the host still has a job. You didn't take away another job.
Yeah, the
host still has a job. It just makes your job a little bit easier. And as the guest, I can still get what I want and what I came for and come to expect, but I don't have to carry around this little beeper. And, you know, I don't have to worry about, you know, Seinfeld 4. Was that guy here before?
Right.
It's all right there. As soon as it's documented, it's in, and I know once I'm in, I'll get my text.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's one of the great things about our service is that it's very easy to adopt for restaurants because we're not really reinventing the wheel. We're basically digitizing what they're already doing on pen and paper and also replacing those clunky hardware or the pagers that most restaurants actually spend a lot of money on.
Yeah.
You know, it could cost up to $6,000 for restaurants to invest in those hardwares. And not to mention, you know, people losing those pagers because they have no incentive to bring it back during long waits, right?
If I wait a long time, I can promise you that you are not getting your pager back.
Yeah, I think
guaranteed.
I think you hit the nail on the head. We basically remove the barrier of entry away from the diner. So,
sure.
You know, the diner doesn't have to download an app in order to use it. The app is for the host to use, and
It's a very seamless experience.
The human element is still there of the host. So if you make the host's job easier to manage a wait, they have more time to focus on other duties that they have, like answering the phone or, you know, clearing tables or engaging with the client. So
that was my next question, actually, as you kind of had led to how you engaged restaurants to sign on with you.
Mm-hmm.
In some respects, it's easier than a lot of apps to get the guys to sign on because you're not reinventing the wheel, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
In other respects, it's a challenge because I think the only sell, if the only upsell is, hey, you don't have to spend the $6K on the pagers, and like, well, unfortunately, I already did. It could be difficult to convince restaurants to adopt something new and that sort of thing. What was it like, and how did you strategically, not just like, you know, well, it was difficult or it was a pain in the butt, strategically, how did you come up with your strategy to get yourselves aligned with restaurants and start, you know, getting them signed up?
Yeah. So I think there's a plus and a minus. If you sort of come across a restaurant that already is using a pager system, already put up that capital for that system, you already know that they are receptive to the idea of using technology to help create a better customer experience, right? At the same time, I think the advantage of our app is that it's proven to retain more customers because the diner is able to see and track what place they are in line on their end. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever used the CTA bus tracker.
I do.
Where you can see, oh, you know, that bus is going to be here, that train is going to be here in 10 minutes. So your expectations are managed, and that encourages you to stay and stick around.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of the approach that we took, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, to answer your question about our sales strategy, it's really about you know, just addressing the pain point to the host, because ultimately at the end of the day, it's really the host that, you know, feels our pain of managing a wait list. So our sales strategy is more bottom-up approach where, you know, when selling a restaurant, it's just pounding the pavement, right? You got to knock on doors. But instead of walking in asking for the manager, basically we talk to the host and try to win them first, and then they'll, you know, bring us to the decision maker right away.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's it's sort of a new, I don't want to say it's a new thing, but working with innovation, you know, consulting for a lot of different companies, one of the things that I feel like this year so far, 16 has been about, is kind of recreating task management and recreating invoicing systems.
Yeah.
Because if you can free up your salespeople to not do something that they really don't, like that's, a host should not be sitting there penciling in and correcting, oh, no, it's four people. No, it's three people. Oh, right. Well, actually, we have to wait a little bit longer. Like, you can't be doing that. Their job is to greet and smile and talk to people and seat people, not to sit there with a pencil. So similar to the task management systems that I've worked on with companies, it's about freeing up you, the asset of my company that I'm paying for, to be able to do what I'm paying you to do, and that's not head down grinding with a pencil.
Yeah.
So this is, it's an interesting thing. How many restaurants are you guys in now? Where do people go to be able to kind of experience this Next Me app?
Yeah, so in Chicago, we have about 33 restaurants. We got some nice press in the Eater, so we've expanded nationally.
Awesome.
Our second largest market is probably Dallas, Texas, and then New York. But we're in about 111 locations total. But we, you know, we're really focused in the Chicago market.
How long have you guys been chopping down trees here in Chicago?
So we launched in January 2015 in the App Store.
Long at all.
Yeah, just over a year, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
Yeah.
Very good
thank
work.
You.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by the studio today. Yeah. Where do people go to follow you or to download the app? Obviously, the iTunes and Android Store.
Yeah, Google so if you, as a diner, want to know where to wait happy, you can follow us on Twitter at NextMeApp. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, same handle. And our website is www.nextmeapp.com.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you can stream this episode and more on WGN Plus on the Rivet Radio app, or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.